Okay, so this is a start of the first Grandpa and Hayden podcast. I talked to Maddie the other day, and he told me he still wants to do the three of us.
He does.
So what I'm thinking of is we'll get two chairs in here, and we'll sit one of you in one of you in the other, and we'll just talk for 10 or 15 minutes about whatever we think we have in mind. What would you like to talk about tonight for our first podcast?
Let's do basketball.
Okay, what kind of basketball? Your game today, which was...
It was a doozy.
It was bad.
Yeah.
You guys were down 16-0. I thought there was going to be a shutout in the first half.
Yeah.
But you broke the shutout. Then what happened?
And then we started to come back. I mean...
And see, and in these, you just talk. So we don't have to announce. We don't have to act like we're doing anything special. We'll just talk. Just Hayden and Grandpa. So how'd you come back? What'd you get? What'd George and Alex tell you in the huddle?
They just told us to keep our minds,
stay focused.
Yeah, just stay focused.
Because what did you not, if you're on the floor, what did you not see you guys doing?
Oh, we weren't moving the ball. We weren't, moving the ball like we did last game.
You were getting freaked out.
Yeah, we were just scared.
It's just like, what the heck? These guys are, 19 feet tall and the guy's got armpit hair. That kid, you think he was a sixth grader?
I honestly no.
I didn't think he was a sixth grader.
But the thing is, if there's a thing going around that he's not supposed to even be playing in the league, because he didn't. So there's a rule in CYO now: you have to play at least half the season before you get into the playoffs.
Yeah.
And he's played 3 games, and usually there's 8 games in a season. But we only had 5.
So he should have played 4 games at least, and half of each of those 4 games. And
yes.
He didn't.
No, he only played 3 games. One in the last...
Would they draft
him
from the D-League or something?
I don't know.
That's crazy. So what got you guys back in the game?
I think when William and Cade got on, and we were, moving the ball, I think that's when we started getting well. And then when they, when they trapped us on, a press, that's when just things went downhill from the second quarter.
But what I saw coming back was just the opposite for you guys. You guys were playing great defense, and you put some pressure on them, and what happened? They started missing passes. You started getting steals. You were getting rebounds. They were kind of rushing their shots. Not Russian shots. I mean, they were American shots shot by a bunch of American kids. But so that was pretty good. Then in the beginning of the second half, you kind of stayed with them for about 2 minutes, and then it fell apart.
Yeah.
What happened?
I think it just got to our heads. We were being a little too over the top. Oh, we can win this still, but we still got to play how we played last game, but we didn't do that. We just oh, yes, we're going to win and play sloppy.
Yeah, start missing shots again, and then start rushing shots and everything. You can't rush your shots. You got to always stay in control. I've tried to tell you that. Also, when you shoot a jumper, you, have to get off the court when you jump.
Yes.
That would be good. So, tomorrow, who do you play?
We don't know yet. It's either St. Clair or St. Andrew Nativity for third place.
And you play at CTK. We think it's third place. Although, if this team gets bounced, then you could be playing for the championship.
Yeah.
Even though you lost.
Yes.
That'd
because
be interesting.
The other kid did not play 4 games, so...
And he may be ineligible.
And that team might get disqualified because you're not allowed to even draft players during the season.
Yeah, yeah.
So...
That'd be cool. That'd be interesting.
We might have a chance.
I mean, I gotta say, they were a good team, though.
Yes, they were a
great team. Being totally fair toward them, they were a really good team.
Yes.
So you can't... They just had, kids that clearly had been... eating Miracle-Gro or something in their smoothies.
Miracle-Gro.
Okay, so let's talk about another kind of basketball. So you saw state tournament first round of the playoffs. Centennial got beat, but they ended the season number 25 in the state. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
Yeah, the Eaglas.
Eaglas.
Yeah, they finished up number 25. I've never been to an Eagles game since Neely stopped playing.
Really?
Mm-mm. So it's been almost heading toward 10 years since I've been to an Eagles game.
The last one I went to, it was a buzzer beater against... I can't remember the exact team, but they hit a buzzer beater with 0.8 seconds. And we ended up winning. And everybody stormed...
Oh, we hit the buzzer beater? Oh, wow.
And everybody stormed the court.
So that was probably a couple of years ago, huh?
Yeah.
You and Dad went? Yeah, yeah. It's not the same team, though. I mean...
No.
Who's the coach? Is it still, what's his name? Tim?
To be honest, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either.
To be
either.
Honest, I don't know.
Kind of lost track after we left. But anyway, so let's talk about Ducks. So
yes.
Ducks are going, they won tonight by how much?
They won by 21.
Who'd
against
they beat?
The Beavers.
Against, so it was the last Civil War game. Feel kind of bad for the Beavers, do you?
No, I think they needed to step up their game up a lot this season.
You know what? You don't feel bad for the Beavers.
No. Sorry, Beaver fans out there.
Which are most of AGC's members. Most of the people I work for went to Oregon State.
Sorry, AGC members.
And so, what are they ranked number now?
Oregon?
Yeah.
Six.
They're number six in the whole country.
In the,
NCAA Division I.
Yep.
That's amazing. They've had an interesting year. Remember, they started the year on Sports Illustrated cover.
Yeah, they started number four.
Yeah.
Lost.
Went down for a long way and then came all the way back.
Yeah.
Because all the other number ones were getting beat. This is kind of one of those funky years where, like, even Gonzaga got beat.
Yeah, Gonzaga got beat by BYU. 75-71.
That's just nuts. And so here's there's like nobody totally dominating.
No.
And what's the Beavers' record? The Ducks' record? They've lost like four, right?
The Ducks are now 29-4.
Yeah.
And the Beavers are sadly 5-26.
Who's the gun tonight? Who was the big gun tonight?
I'm pretty sure it was Dylan Brooks. I didn't watch the game, but I know Dylan Brooks.
Just nuts.
Hit two buzzer beaters this year to win it for us.
Yeah.
Hit one against UCLA and Lonzo Ball.
You know what's crazy about that? Is like most players, I played basketball from the time I was your age, 12, until, if you can, then I played all the way through high school, played all the way through the Air Force. Then I played like rec ball pickup games after that until I was probably 40. So that's 28 years. I actually played basketball for 28 years. I hit one buzzer beater in all that time. He's hit two in a season. That's nuts. That's a shooter.
And my best friend Joey Irish hit one today at the end of
the
first quarter for us during
the game. Yes, he did. That was awesome.
To actually crank down the lead to six.
Yeah, he did. That was in the third quarter, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, at the end of the third. That was really awesome. So, back to the Ducks for a second. So, do you know who they play next?
I'm pretty sure
the
they're done
start
for the
when?
Year.
So, the tournament starts. Pac-12 tournament starts really quick.
Yes, Pac-12.
So, regular season's over.
Yes, regular season's over. Pac-12 tournament starts.
Probably next week or something?
Probably next week, yeah.
And I'll be in Las Vegas. So, you want me to bet on a game for you?
Yes.
I'll put $5 down for you, see if we can win $1,000 or something.
Woohoo!
And that'd be something.
Yeah.
Wow, that'd be fun. So, who are the other top teams right now going into the national brackets?
So right now, number one's Kansas. Number two is Louisville. Kansas barely even escaped Oklahoma State.
Today,
only won by five.
Wow. If they had that kind of a season, where they're not just like blowing people out, they're just like pulling stuff away.
The one game that kind of surprised me was when they played Baylor.
Yeah.
And Baylor was ranked two. And I'm pretty sure Kansas was ranked three. And Baylor was up by, like, 20 going into half.
That's nuts.
And Kansas came back and won it.
That's crazy.
Off a jump shot.
And that was earlier in the season.
Yes. Yeah. It was, like, maybe 2 weeks ago?
Two. And so, you got Kansas. Who else you got?
Villanova. Let's say
top four or five right now.
The top five is right now Kansas, Villanova, UCLA, Gonzaga, and North Carolina, who just won.
Yeah, but they've kind of had an erratic last month or so, too, haven't they? Kind of up and down. That's really cool. So, who are you picking for the national championship? Seriously, I know who you want.
Yes.
But who do you think will win?
I'm probably guessing either Kansas or Villanova will probably win.
Yeah.
But I don't think Kansas will win because they play so slow in the first half. The only time they really get into the game is like when there's 5 minutes gone and there's 15 minutes left in the game, and then they start playing like Kansas.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't play like Kansas during the first half. Villanova, on the other hand, literally sprints the entire game, and then with 2 minutes left, play sloppy.
Yeah. So, who do you think is going to win it?
I'm guessing Kansas.
You think Kansas still, with all that, they'll pull it out?
Yes.
Who's their biggest competition, you think, if you look at the, like, even the top 10?
Top 10, probably UCLA.
You think UCLA would beat the Ducks in a head-to-head? Like, in the Pac-12 tournament, it's coming up here.
Did you
see the Oregon women beat Washington?
Yes,
today?
I did.
That was crazy.
Casey Plum still.
Yeah, just boom.
Turning on 50 and
6 seconds to go or something like that?
Yeah,
that's crazy.
And I'm pretty sure their volleyball team beat number one Baylor, too.
Grandma and I have been to Baylor. Well, we've been by it. You could see it from our hotel, the lights. That was pretty cool. So, okay, so anything else? We've done CYO. We've done.
How about the NBA?
High school. We could get there in a second. We've done college. Anything else you want to say in college?
People have been talking about the best player in college.
Oh, good one. Who's the best player this year?
They're saying Lonzo Ball right now.
You agree?
To be honest, no.
And that's LaMelo's brother,
and
right?
That's LaMelo's brother.
And LaMelo, just think about this for a second, Haiti. So, is it Lonzo or LaLonzo?
Lonzo Ball.
Lonzo. So, this kid is playing D1 NCAA ball. He's a national leader.
Yes.
And his little brother is the news. Think about that.
Yes.
Why is he the news? Because he did what earlier this year?
He racked up 92 points in a high school game.
92 points.
And here's this funny thing. So, Alabama played South Carolina on the same day that he hit 92. He scored more points than the entire Alabama team that entire year.
All by himself. And what was he doing? Was he hitting twos, threes, free throws, everything?
There's actually a shot on YouTube from him pointing to the half-court line and throwing one up and just swishing it.
He's that good.
In a high school game.
He's that good.
Yes.
Is he that good because he's that good, or is everybody else just not that good?
No, the entire Chino Hills, like, high school team that he plays for is
ridiculous.
They're so good.
Just sick.
But Manute Bol's son, and this is a really funny name, his name's Bol Bol, they actually beat them in the semifinals to go to the,
the
finals.
LaMelo's team?
Yes, they beat Chino Hills.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, before we go to the NBA, let's introduce our audience of two, which is you and me right now. And we'll see if anybody else listens to this at some point. What got you interested in sport? So tell us a little bit about Hayden Boyd.
So when I was little, the first ball I ever picked up was a basketball.
Yeah.
And then it was a soccer ball, and then a football. Actually, it was a football, then soccer ball.
Baseball in there.
Baseball,
anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
anything that was round.
Yes, really.
I remember you chewing on a golf ball once.
I don't remember that.
I do.
But there was one summer that kind of took it away, and I was playing with my uncle in the backyard, and my dad was watching the World Cup in 2006, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
And I went to kick a plastic ball, and I missed it terribly. And I did the splits and actually fractured my femur.
What kind? And how old were you then?
I was 18 months old.
And when we were, what I will do, if we ever get this posted, I will put a picture of you in your cast, which looked like a big U.
Yes.
And you were in that thing for how long, do you remember? Mom and Dad?
Pretty sure it was 2 years.
No, not 2 years. 2 years would be.
I honestly don't remember.
We wouldn't be able to stand the smell of you if it had been 2 years. It was like 8 or 9 weeks,
yeah,
which is a long time for anybody, let alone an 18-month-old kid. Yeah, you kind of stepped on it's what's called a spiral fracture. You were so young, your bones hadn't hardened yet, and you spun and twisted it, and it just snapped, and you fractured it. And
it was like a clean snap.
Just
I remember.
Snap. Do you remember hearing it? What do you remember of it?
The thing I most remember is that the entire right side of my body went numb. I literally couldn't feel anything.
So Neely,
and I just remember just screaming.
Yeah, and Neely was just freaked out. And
my uncle was like grabbing me like, I don't know what to do. And my dad ran in like, what's going on?
Yeah. So, but you recover. But so why is that important in your life?
Well, then I went to go play soccer after that. And actually, I played basketball for a few years. And then I went to competitive soccer.
So you weren't afraid of it, though. No. The point is, you went through this terrible injury at an extraordinarily young age, and you weren't afraid of it. You love sports.
Yeah. Sports never
really. What's the first sport you remember really playing?
Basketball.
And how old were you?
I was five.
Five years old.
Actually, no. It was soccer when I was four, and I went to rec.
Was that when we were playing at West Gresham Grade School?
Yes.
Yeah.
And
the old one where if you stopped, you kept sliding for 5 feet?
Yes.
Because it was so dusty in there?
Yes.
I played in that school, you know, Benson High School?
Yes.
Benson High School, the old one, was like that. You would stop and you just keep going. You couldn't do a jump stop. So, you started playing basketball. So, do you love basketball?
Yeah.
Favorite sport?
My favorite sport right now is football. But
why?
I'm not. Because I just like it because there's a lot of excitement going into it. There's like a bunch of cool plays.
Do you think it's because your dad used to play too?
That too.
Yeah. Daddy was a good player. I was lucky enough to get to see him play in college. He was one of the good ones. So then, you kind of played almost everything then.
Yeah.
You played basketball, you played football. Or you haven't played football. Well, you did play
football.
You played flag.
And then I quit midway through season because my coach was literally like a full pad football coach. Literally ran us at like 6 years old. Just up and down the field until we threw up.
At six. Okay, well, that's not good.
But there's kids in Texas that do that. So.
Yeah, that's the way that's Texas. They do things a little different down there. So then, when did you realize you were actually not too bad at sports? When you were thinking, okay, I can actually do this.
Probably around 8 or 9 when I met my best friend, Bo Robertson.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably when I started.
And what were you playing?
We were playing soccer in a tournament.
Yeah. And Bo was on your team.
Yes. And I remember me and him took a free kick and we both made it in the same game. And I remember this one picture. I put my hand around him and he put his hand around me. And we like started patting each other's chest walking down the field.
I have that picture.
That's the one picture I remember.
We ever get this up like on a real podcast network, we'll get those pictures and maybe little video clips and stuff put in there. That'd be cool. So, and kind of interestingly enough, soccer has kind of been your sport. You love football, but soccer, you've turned out to be a heck of a soccer player. Where did that come from?
I watched a lot of like Cristiano Ronaldo videos at like 8. So, and then I tried to copy some of his moves in games.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that didn't work out so well.
Well, but you're a kid. All kids do that.
But
you're good enough.
There was one year, and it was last year, and we had this thing called ODP, and it's Oregon Development Program.
And that's a program that's sponsored by the
Portland Timbers.
By the Timbers, who are the former world champions.
Yes, that year.
MLS Cup champions. Yes. Okay. So you did ODP. Why was it memorable?
Because I actually... Well, the first year I did it, I didn't make it.
Mm-hmm.
And then
next year... Did that surprise you?
Not really, because I didn't look like I wanted to be out there.
Mm-hmm.
And plus, I had my ankle injury at the time still.
Yeah, I remember that.
And I wasn't like up to my full potential. And then next year, I bounced back, I made it, and then I had a heel injury.
Mm-hmm.
During that. Then we had the top 18 coming up, and my name wasn't on there. And I even told my mom, the day that we came back from Beaverton, she said, if you don't make it, it's okay, right? And I said, yeah. She said, are you going to cry? And I said, no. The next day I found out, cried.
That's okay. It's okay.
Because I was a little emotional because I put my heart, everything into it. And I didn't make it.
And that's kind of the first time in your sports career so far, at the young, sweet old age of 12, up till now, up to that point, other than that, you've kind of been the best of the best, right?
Yeah.
You've been one of the good ones, and then all of a sudden you really found this is high-level competition.
Yes.
What'd you carry away from that? What'd you learn from that?
Not to let your head get in, like, not to let
mm-hmm.
things get into your head, like, am I going to do this? Am I going to do that? When am I going to do it? When am I going to do that?
Just be a natural.
Just let it all on the field.
Yep, that's good. All right, this is getting kind of long. We're at 20 minutes. Anything else you want to say right now? We'll come back and do an NBA one the next time. How's that?
Yeah.
Anything else you want to say?
You
think you might want to keep doing this? It's kind of fun, isn't it? It is kind of fun. All right, so what do you want to do next time, do you think?
Probably talk about NBA.
Just stick with
and
basketball.
And how developed, and football, because there are some football news.
So we can maybe do the first half of basketball and start thinking about, you ever care about baseball? Because you played baseball, too. You
played
T-ball?
Yes, I did play T-ball.
And?
And I did play one game of, like, baseball.
It wasn't for you, huh?
No, the last pitch, we only played two games because they needed somebody because the other guy quit.
Yeah.
To go play with another team. And the last pitch I ever gotten took because it started raining, and that was our last game. I actually got hit in the no-no spot.
Right off the bat.
Right.
And you're kind of thinking, nobody bought me a cup yet.
No, and it was probably the worst pain I ever felt.
All right, with
it was
that,
a fastball
folks,
coming in, boom!
Fastball in the balls. All right, I'm Grandpa. You're
Hayden,
and this is Grandpa and Hayden. We're talking sports.